You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Resistance across Wisconsin. Thousands of people protested the first 75 days of the Trump administration over the weekend. People flooded the Capitol Square at State Street Saturday as part of the movement. And there were more than 1,000 hands-off rallies across the country. And Madison's had an outstanding crowd. They packed Capitol Square and walked down State Street. There were tons of groups that put these protests together, from workers' unions to LGBTQ+, advocacy organizations, and more. Folks said that they were there to support reproductive rights, Medicare, due process for people here legally, school funding, and the list goes on. And many said that they were there in defense of the U.S. Constitution, saying President Donald Trump is not a king. Signs said things like laws, not chainsaws, hands off veterans' benefits, and hate never made any nation great. And let me tell you, there were rallies all across the state, from Appleton to Stevens Point to Eau Claire and right here in Wausau. And the White House responded by saying, Trump, quote, will always protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid for eligible beneficiaries. Experts have said the budget goals Republicans passed are impossible without cutting some social services. And a New York wholesaler that sells wine juices to wineries in 12 states is recalling its pumpkin juice. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said the pH of the juice is too high, and potential contamination could cause a type of food poisoning that can be fatal. Walker's Wine Juice Pumpkin Juice was sold to wineries in a dozen states, including Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. And thousands of pounds of Johnsonville Cheddar Brats are being recalled, too, because they may contain hard plastic. The USDA announced the recall on Saturday, and the brats in question were produced on February 5th of 2025 and have EST 1647 on the front label. The brats were sold in 10 states, including Wisconsin. A mental health resource serving anyone and everyone in the state for free has shut down. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the story.
Uplift Wisconsin was a mental health warm line where people could call and get support from professionally certified peers. They served 24,000 Wisconsinites last year. The program started during the pandemic, but the Trump administration has cut $210 million in health funding to Wisconsin. Leaders of the Department of Health and Human Services say it's part of their effort to cut taxpayer waste on a crisis that's over. Martina Golan-Graves is the head of Mental Health America of Wisconsin, which operates the warm line.
It couldn't have come at a worse time when we are seeing increased rates of anxiety and depression. People are struggling, kids and adolescents are struggling in the school settings, as well as adults in their workplaces. These cuts are impacting real people, and I'm really worried about the fallout and what that's going to look like in your community and my community in the upcoming days and weeks.
Governor Tony Evers had funding for the warm line included in his state budget, but of course that's not a sure thing and wouldn't even be available until the fall.
And it's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. The annual statewide tornado drills will happen on Thursday, April 10th. Sirens will sound at 1:45 and 6:45. And this is when you should pretend it's real. Practice your plan and take shelter. Go to the lowest level, most interior room, putting as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Avoid windows and look for things that you can cover yourself with, like pillows or couch cushions. The main threat is debris. And it's a good time to pack an emergency backpack as well. Fill it with a pair of shoes, water, change of clothes, meds, and more. And let me tell you, muscle memory is best when a natural disaster occurs. Practice the plan so it sticks. The cutoff is coming. Stuart J. Wannels has more about the deadline hitting next week.
The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is urging people to catch up on their energy bills before the winter moratorium ends. That's on April 15th. During the moratorium, utility companies can't disconnect heating services for non-payment. However, those protections are going to expire soon. Those at risk of losing service should contact We Energies to set up a payment plan or seek financial assistance through state programs.
And the weather is warming up, and soon you'll be seeing more ticks. They're already active, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute is asking you to mail them in. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
This is the second year of the tick inventory via Citizen Science, aka TICS. This is an effort to identify the ticks that are being found in Wisconsin. Researchers will use the information to assess the risks of encountering a tick-borne disease. Also, who is being exposed and diagnosed with these tick-borne diseases. Last year, over 6,000 ticks were sent in from nearly every county in Wisconsin. More than 70% were the American dogwood tick, and most of the rest were the deer or black-legged tick. Deer ticks have a greater likelihood of carrying illnesses like Lyme disease. Their smaller size increases the difficulty of finding them and the importance of checking for ticks after being in wooded or brushy areas. The Lone Star tick has also been found, as well as the brown dog ticks. Previously, these ticks were found in warmer climates, but are now being spotted here. They spread diseases such as Alpha-Gal syndrome, also known as the meat allergy, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
You can request your tick collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org, or you can call 715-389-7796. Responding to the loss in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race, Elon Musk said he expected to lose. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
That was a message on his X account, with another message saying he viewed the passage of voter ID as the night's most important outcome. Musk called the referendum a, quote, positional gain, while Donald Trump described it as a big win for Republicans in a Truth Social post.
And Oshkosh Defense, a subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation, landed a $95 million order from the U.S. Army for what is described as modernization, autonomy-ready, palletized load systems. A press release says these systems promote improvements to soldier safety and broaden battlefield awareness. The order is a part of a $1.5 billion 5-year deal between the Army and Oshkosh Defense. And Marathon County's SWAT team and crisis negotiation teams will be running a training exercise tomorrow in Wausau. From 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 508 East off of Wausau Avenue, they're going to be using tactical vehicles and explosive breaching techniques on the garage, which was already scheduled for demolition. So this exercise allows them to practice skills in a safe and controlled environment. And of course, there is no threat to the community. So don't be worried, because you will see a large police presence and probably hear loud noises. And have you been sneezing or have a runny nose? Because seasonal allergies are back, and it impacts about 1 in 5 kids in the U.S. Melissa Kay breaks it down.
With the coming of spring, many kids will start seeing symptoms like sneezing, watery or itchy eyes, runny noses, and sniffling. What seems like a cold could be allergies. Important differences include a lack of fever, severe cough, or severe sore throat. Allergies can often be managed with over-the-counter medications such as antihistamines, nasal sprays, or eye drops.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers beat the Reds. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew with an 8-2 win over the Reds. Starter Chad Patrick getting his first major league win. I asked him about getting through 5 1/3 innings.
Just felt like I could just command everything a little bit better. I don't know, body felt great. I could breathe a little easier, and it was awesome being out there.
Bullpen help from Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, Grant Anderson, with Eric Haas at catcher, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it was really good. The whole pitching staff gave us what we needed. Credit Haas. Did another great job behind the dish, navigating through. And Koenig came in a big time. And Uribe was good. And Anderson, that's the first time I've seen him, really, other than New York. And he did the job.
NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win on the road over the Pelicans. Giannis taking the night off. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It's a win on a back-to-back night, when you didn't know who was going to play tired or not, and everyone played well. It was good for us.
At Doc Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tangled was a huge hit for Disney in 2010. Probably no surprise that there was a live-action film in the works, but it has been put on pause. Reports that recent controversy surrounding Disney's Snow White, which was released a couple weeks ago, are making the studio skittish about Tangled, according to Variety. My guess is there are problems we don't know about, because Mufasa the Lion King made $750 million globally. Sometimes there is more drama behind the scenes than on screen. Well, there are 3 more days of great film screenings at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week in Madison. Most of the screenings are at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall, so go to wisconsinfilmfest.org and check it out. If you couldn't make it to Madison for this amazing festival, don't sweat it, because Milwaukee's Film Festival is right around the corner. Let's all celebrate the movies, people. Val Kilmer passed away last Tuesday, and colleagues and movie fans alike have been eulogizing him and discussing his incredible body of work. Last week at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Tom Cruise discussed his friend and co-star from Top Gun. Cruise asked the crowd for a moment of silence, then said to the crowd, "Thank you, Val. Wish you well on your next journey." Cruise also told the crowd he admired Kilmer's work on screen, the way he lived his life off-screen, and said he was honored when Kilmer joined the cast of Top Gun. Speaking of Kilmer, his co-star in MacGruber, Will Forte, says Kilmer asked him to be on The Amazing Race in 2010. Kilmer was having a dispute with his landlord and moved in with Forte, who turned him on to reality TV. The two loved the show, The Amazing Race, so much they considered doing it until their agents put the kibosh on it. Forte says not doing the show with his friend is one of the biggest regrets of his career. Minecraft is only getting so-so response from critics, but that's not stopping it from setting box office records. The film opened Friday with encouraging signs at the gate, but the record set involved pre-sales. The film pre-sold more tickets than any other video game-based movie in history. The video game movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black and edged out Five Nights at Freddy's by about $200,000 in pre-sales, according to Deadline. Fans of detective shows, myself included, have a new episodic to look forward to. Max is developing NYPD Confidential. The show is based on an article that ran in Vanity Fair called NYPD Confidential, Inside America's Most Unconventional Counter-Terror Squad, written by Adam Sarowski. He knows the genre well, as he was a consulting producer on Showtime's The Agency and Netflix's The Recruit, which was based on his own experiences being recruited by the CIA right out of law school. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Colder and blustery today behind last night's cold front. A spotty snow shower can't be ruled out, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, cold, a low near 14. A bit warmer tomorrow, highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.